So I invite you all to find yourselves in a nice, comfortable position. Your spine is straight, your eyes are closed, and you're just sinking into a space of quietude, of peace. And what we're going to do is find that path that we begin all guided visualizations on. So we're going to be walking down that path, and again this symbolizes your journey here on Earth. So this week, right here, right now, where are you on your journey? What does the path look like? Is it smooth? Is it paved? Or is it rocky and bumpy? Is it grassy? Is it sandy? Where are you tonight in your journey in life? And how are you choosing to journey through life tonight? Knowing we always have the choice to change the path we're on just by consciously making a choice. If you're finding it particularly difficult, particularly arduous, you might say, I choose ease. I choose a smooth path of ease and tranquility. And just change the rocky path to one of smoothness in your mind's eye, knowing that thought precedes energy, precedes manifestation. So if your thought is one of ease and tranquility, you begin to create the energy around you of ease and tranquility. And then eventually it manifests in your life as a life of ease and tranquility. So maybe you might want to, right here, right now, change your path and see, instead of whatever you're walking on, just the most salubrious, happy path that in your mind's eye you can create for yourself right now. And see yourself walking, or skipping, or hopping, or dancing along this path with great joy in your heart, with great excitement about what this path is going to bring, where it's going to take you. But right tonight, we're going to have the path take us to that little bridge that takes us into another dimension in time. So allow yourself to find yourself facing the bridge, this interdimensional bridge. And ask yourself, do I feel ready to cross it? And of course the answer is yes, or you wouldn't be here. So take a step onto the bridge, knowing that as you step on, you begin to separate from this mundane 3D world and allow your consciousness, your higher self, access to come forward and access other dimensional states of your being. So as you walk across the bridge, you feel yourself becoming lighter, maybe more expanded, more aware. Maybe things around you are beginning to look more crystalline and clear, or maybe they're becoming more fuzzy. There's no right or wrong. And you come to the end of the bridge, and you know that when you step off the bridge, you're going to be in a time and place where there is no time and place. It's a time and space where you can access all levels of your inner knowing, of your higher consciousness, your higher self. And so allow yourself to step off that bridge into another dimensional self. And as you walk forward in this new dimension, I invite you to set the intent that you want to go to a beautiful, healing place. And this healing place might represent, might even look like some Grecian temple, or it might look like some hall, some great hall. It might be a rounded hall with high columns. It's a healing temple. And in this healing temple, you're going to walk. And whatever you visualize the healing temple to look like is what it's going to be tonight. And you're going to notice that for tonight it is going to be round. And there are going to be different chambers on the outside of this great hall. Rooms. And each room is going to have its own little room or chamber that's going to radiate a different color of the rainbow. So one room is going to radiate red light, another is going to radiate orange light, yellow light, green light, blue light, an indigo purple light, maybe soft lavender light, or maybe there are colors beyond the spectrum that you see. In each one of these outer chambers, there's a light. And as you look around, there's going to be one particular chamber whose light is calling you tonight. And you're going to feel drawn to walk towards that room, knowing that that light vibration, whatever color it is that's calling to you, is going to be the perfect color healing light that's going to assist you in your healing. So, if you feel ready, open the chamber door and walk into that room. And begin to feel the vibration of that color as it floods your body. And you might find that there's a comfortable chair for you to sit in, or maybe there's a therapy table for you to lie on, or maybe you just choose to stand and be bathed in this light. Whatever is going to make you most comfortable, find yourself in that position now and open yourself up to feel the healing light, that vibrational color beginning to penetrate your body, filling your body, harmonizing your body to that one specific color. And as you soak in that color, you begin to feel your cells change and resonate and vibrate to that specific color. So that in your mind's eye, if you looked inside your body, each cell would be vibrating, would be shaking, would be maybe spinning to that one color. Or maybe by now, multidimensional colors are coming in. Whatever you see is perfect for you right here, right now. So be bathed in this color. Open and allow this color to penetrate to every aspect of your being, to every level of your energetic being and your physical being. Now this color is perfect for you right here, right now. It might not be your favorite color, but right now this vibrational color is what is going to move your physical body to the next level of healing and bring your emotional body to its next level of peace and harmony, and bring your mental level to total quietude and understanding. As you're bathed in this color, feeling the color beating down, vibrating you, holding you in this state of perfection, of healing, of light, of transcendence, of beauty and joy, and peace. And maybe as you're feeling this vibration, you're sensing the colors deepening, becoming more vibrant, more vivid, more intense into your being. Or maybe just the opposite, that the healing is becoming lighter and more translucent. Either one is right. It just is. Allow, stay with the color. Drink in the color, bathe in. Assimilate the color into your being. Hold on to the color. Feel the color. Be the color. This healing color that is resonating you to a state of perfect health and vibrational wholeness. Now the color is beginning to lighten. The color is beginning to become more clear and translucent. And the color is now vibrating more towards just a pure white light. And this white light is becoming a little bit more sharp, a little bit more laser-like. And this white light is beginning to come angled at the top of your head into your crown chakra. And this laser beam of white light is traveling down from the crown chakra, the top of your head, through your head, down your spine, and out the very base of your spine. And you feel this whole connection of white light vibrating and resonating the center of your being to this clear clarity of white light. And then the white light is beginning to fill you, to fill your body, so that you can imagine yourself either sitting or lying or standing, being filled in this white crystalline light, so that now your entire body is a vibrant white light of wholeness and perfection. And the white light is even coming outside your physical body into your auric field, so that if anyone were to look at you, you would look like this vibrant, vivid, white light being with this halo or glow of energy around you, vibrating and pulsating. And you have become a crystalline being of light. And in this crystalline being of light, your body resonates to a new level of perfect health and wholeness. Every piece of your crystalline body is vibrating to this harmonic of purity, of clarity, of wholeness, of light. You feel electric. You feel vibrant, alive, totally rejuvenated, totally reconstructed into a new way of health and being. And with this new body, you're going to find yourself either standing, getting up out of your chair, off the table, and walking out of your specific chamber back into the great hall of healing. And as you do, you notice all the others coming out of their halls, all vibrant white light beings as well. And you marvel how everyone has the ability to be whole and complete and in perfect health. It is within our capacity to come back to resonating in perfect health. And so find yourself being in this ability to always be in perfect health, knowing that every crystalline part of your body can always come back and resonate to perfect health. It is that easy. The healing chamber is always there waiting for you to find perfect health. And so in your new light body, allow yourself to softly drift back to the bridge, knowing that as we cross this interdimensional bridge, we can still bring our light bodies with us. We can still bring the state of pure health and wholeness to these physical bodies that we left on the other side of the bridge. And so find yourself crossing the bridge in this light body. And as you do, it becomes a little more dense, and a little more real, and a little more third dimensional, and a little bit more solid. And yet, within the solidity, there is the pure health, there is the harmony, there is the peace. and the wholeness. And so as you walk off the bridge back into this real world, you feel very different. You find your path to come back home, and yet you're very different. Because at a cellular level, you have created a vibration of wholeness and health. And it will always be there for you to come back to and to call on. And so allowing yourself to come back down the path to the here and now, to the solid, to the real, to the end of this meditation. And so find your breath coming deeper into the solid body of renewed, rejuvenated health and joy. And when you're ready, you can either drop your head to look into your lap and slowly open your eyes, or you can rub the palms of your hands together very fast to create a nice heat friction in your hands, and cup them over your closed eyes, feeling the heat radiate into your eyes, and then slowly moving the fingers away to let in light and let in this reality. Namaste.